Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Paul Sinclair appears to have a gun tucked under his shirt when he asked a Florida bank clerk to remove all the cash from her register, but it's really just his finger.
What?
John Limley, explain.
Nancy, Paul Sinclair had shaped his thumb and forefinger in the form of a gun. He stuck it under his shirt and demanded cash from the teller. Sinclair was given $120 in cash, but was captured, get this, less than 10 minutes later by police. He's now charged with second-degree robbery.
John, a woman wearing latex lingerie and a locked metal collar found wandering a neighborhood, tells cops she was held captive in Timothy Haslett's basement nearly a month.
Nancy, the unnamed woman was able to point out the house where she had been held as the ambulance that was taking her to the hospital drove by it. The victim says she was able to escape when 39-year-old Haslett left to take his child to school. The woman told officers that she had been restrained with handcuffs on her wrists and ankles and had been whipped and raped multiple times.
Well, Haslett's now charged with first-degree rape, kidnapping, and assault. Thank goodness for the school run. John, a homeless man breaks into a California restaurant through a skylight on the roof. The man heads directly for top shelf liquor, drinking straight from the bottles. He passes out. An employee discovers him there the next morning. The unidentified man now charged with robbery and destruction of property. Here's the kicker, John Limley. This wasn't his first time at the same place.
No, Nancy, and this fellow cost the restaurant thousands of dollars in damages. He passed out on the floor until the police arrived to arrest him. The general manager wasn't surprised. He actually recognized the crook. This very same man was seen on security video swiping a bottle of expensive mezcal just the week before. Since the first visit that the man paid to the restaurant, they tightened up all their security measures, but no one thought the roof needed to be included. Now, stay with us for even more crime and justice news after this. Another mass shooting in America, this time in a quiet suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina. Police are searching for a motive in the shooting rampage that killed five people. The 15-year-old suspect is in critical condition in a North Carolina hospital. The victims include the suspect's own brother, a 16-year-old high school student, and a 29-year-old off-duty police officer. The other victims, all women, range in age from 34 to 52. The shooting began an hours-long manhunt. CBS's Elise Preston.
Just after 5 p.m., police found two people shot in the street and then discovered more victims along a tree-lined walking trail. Officers eventually contained the alleged 15-year-old gunman in a house 2 miles away. He was taken into custody in critical condition from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Now, police have not named the suspect, and a motive is not known. The Wake County District Attorney is expected to charge that 15-year-old suspect as an adult. This is the nation's 25th mass murder this year. A man has been arrested in Stockton, California, in connection to a series of killings in the city and one in Oakland. He could face charges for the murders of 6 men that were all linked through ballistics. KCRA-TV's Michelle Bander.
After 18 months of 6 murders, 5 in Stockton, 1 in Oakland, and 1 attempted murder, Stockton's chief of police say they arrested 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee. Chief McFadden says Crime Stoppers tips and police work led them to where Brownlee was living in Stockton.
Police confirm that he is the sole suspect at this time and is believed to be the person of interest captured on video from shooting scenes. Authorities say that Brownlee has lived in Stockton off and on while also living in other cities. He has a criminal record, though police did not detail the previous crimes. According to public records, Brownlee's criminal history is in California and Arizona, connected to past drug violations, traffic violations, and a DUI. The longest-serving female inmate in California history has been denied parole again. Patricia Krenwinkle is a former member of the notorious Manson family, convicted in the murders of actress Sharon Tate and 6 others in 1969. Governor Gavin Newsom has ruled that Krenwinkle is still a danger to society. She is now 74 years old. Authorities in Florida have arrested a man they say left his young granddaughter in the back seat of a locked rental car at Daytona Beach International Airport. Authorities say 62-year-old David Towner of Port Orange is facing a child neglect charge. Keep up to date on justice and crime issues with Nancy's website, crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm John Lemley.